Hey everybody. Welcome back to Digital Poison, the dopamine cure for screen addiction and burnout. I'm your host, Rachel Cotter, and let me tell you, if you're feeling like you're constantly glued to your phone, scrolling through social media even when there's nothing interesting happening, or you just can't seem to tear yourself away from the screen, well, you are not alone. This is a conversation we need to be having because our relationship with screens has become, let's face it, kind of complicated. Think about it. We carry these powerful little devices that can connect us to the world, provide endless entertainment, and even help us learn new things. Sounds pretty amazing, right? But there's a catch. Our brains are wired in ways we might not even realize, and screens have figured out how to tap into those very deep-seated pleasure centers. Ever feel like your phone is this magical little black box that keeps you coming back for more, even when you know you should be doing something else? You know that feeling when you check it once and then boom, you've lost a whole hour scrolling through cat videos and memes. Yeah, that's the dopamine talking. So what's going on here? Why are screens so darn addictive? Well, research shows that the constant stream of notifications, likes, and updates triggers our brains to release dopamine, the feel-good neurochemical associated with pleasure and reward. It's like a tiny patty in your brain every time you get a notification and we crave that feeling over and over again. That's why it's so hard to put down our phones. Our brains are literally wired to seek out those dopamine hits. But here's the thing. This constant cycle of reward and anticipation can lead to burnout, stress, and even anxiety. Here are 5 key takeaways that you can use right now to start taking back control. 1. Awareness is key. The first step to breaking any addiction is recognizing it exists. So, let's acknowledge that screens have a powerful hold on us, and that's totally okay. We're not bad people for feeling this way. It's just a matter of understanding how these devices are designed to work and what they're doing to our brains. 2. Mindful scrolling. Instead of mindlessly scrolling through social media or apps, try being more intentional about your screen time. Ask yourself, why am I picking up my phone right now? Is it boredom, stress, or genuine curiosity? If you're just bored, try finding a more fulfilling activity. Go for a walk, read a book, call a friend, or even just sit and enjoy the silence. 3. Schedule screen-free time. This is crucial. Designate specific times throughout your day where you put your phone away completely. Maybe it's during meal times and out before bed, or during certain activities like exercise or spending time with loved ones. These screen-free periods can help you reconnect with yourself and the world around you. Think of it as giving your brain a much-needed detox. 4. Turn off notifications. Those constant pings and buzzes are designed to grab your attention and keep you hooked. Disable unnecessary notifications or set them to do not disturb mode. You'll be surprised how much calmer and more focused you feel when you're not constantly being interrupted by digital noise. 5. Find alternative outlets. Discover new hobbies and activities that don't involve screens. This could be anything from painting, playing an instrument, gardening, or joining a sports team. Let me tell you a quick story about this. I was working on a project last week, and I swear my phone became this black hole sucking up all my time. Every few minutes, I'd get distracted by a notification or a tempting app. Finally, I said enough is enough. I put my phone in another room, set a timer for an hour, and focus solely on the task at hand. Guess what? I got so much more done, and I felt so much more relaxed and productive afterwards. It was like a switch flipped. So remember these key takeaways. Awareness is your superpower. Mindful scrolling is your new mantra. Schedule screen-free time like it's a sacred ritual. Turn off those pesky notifications and explore the world beyond the screen. You got this. By taking small but consistent steps, you can reclaim your time, reduce stress, and ultimately live a more balanced and fulfilling life. Don't forget to share your experiences with us. Let's keep this conversation going. Join our online community, leave a review, or even just send me a message telling me about your own screen detox journey. Until next time, stay curious, stay connected, and most importantly, stay unplugged.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.